This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In Dylan Gabriel, what you get is probably not a guy that you're expecting or even wanting to have to play significant football right away. But what you're getting, or what you think you're getting, and why you draft him that spot, is you're getting someone that will take the process seriously. You're getting somebody who will be a good teammate, a good leader, someone who, if forced into duty, will know exactly what they're doing. And right. It's not to say that Shadur isn't that, but Dylan Gabriel at least showed that to them through that process. And with Shadur, you might be getting a better quarterback, but you're not getting those same characteristics of quiet backup, keeps to himself, viewed as a team guy. Again, not saying Shadur isn't. I wasn't around him. I don't know. But a lot of the kind of individualized stuff that finds him, you don't have coming Dylan Gabriel's way, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. And I think it makes some sense. The one other thing, you mentioned the Todd McShay report about the Giants meeting. And I know you said there's also maybe some pushback on what exactly happened.
Right.
But if you're not familiar with that report, the report essentially was they gave or offered Shadur some sort of install package or an offensive package that they wanted him to either do on the whiteboard or talk them through and do some X's and O's with them. And the report is that Brian Daboll, specifically the head coach, was disappointed in Shadur's preparation or lack thereof.
Right.
And then, and following that Shadur was upset with Daboll being upset with him. So like almost like I can't believe you're not prepared for this. And like him being like, don't talk to me like that kind of a situation. And no one was there. It's also been rebuffed that like people have said that may or may not have happened. But
some people have confirmed it. Some people have not. Some people have confirmed, what was the rumor? He took a FaceTime call in the middle of a meeting.
Somebody else said his headphones were on and music was playing.
Yeah, it sounds like Shadur, you know, there are some things that he needs to handle a little bit
better. Some of it
could
be fabricated, but where there's smoke, there's probably some degree of fire. And then this was the other anecdotal thing I saw. And I'm not crazy about some of these anonymous reports, but I also don't expect, you know, Joe Smith from X team in the NFC West to just put a stamp on and say, this is what my team feels about it.
Yes.
But this report said, when you hear all the anecdotal stories about the person, it's not that he's a bad kid. He's been so insulated. It's going to be a culture shock when he really learns how a locker room operates and how it really works inside an NFL building. He's had so much input on the offensive game plan and who the coach is and everything that's been catered to him that when you walk in one of these NFL buildings, no one's going to give an S about that. No one cares who your dad is. You're going to have to end up fighting through some adversity. If the plays are not going to be called to exactly what you want to run, even last year with Shermer in Colorado, a lot of the mistakes he made was stuff that he just decided to call at the line of scrimmage himself, and there's no recourse for him making those decisions. Whereas in a real locker room, you make a couple of those decisions, you get your ass ripped so bad that you never want to do it again.
Right. So, well, and that's another thing too. Like, he's the first person I think that has gotten a downgrade in the NFL draft because his dad was a football coach. Like, how often do you hear, oh, this is a smart kid, he's a quality kid, got to have him in the locker room. Dad is a football coach and coached him in high school, right? And so there are for sure drawbacks. It does seem like Dion kind of let him and Travis specifically have more freedom than most college athletes would typically have. That being said, it's the perfect spot for him to land. There's a reason why people were saying Cleveland will draft Shadur. There's a reason why it came out later that Daboll didn't want Shadur. Well, because Daboll, he coached Josh Allen. He likes big, strong QBs. He likes physically gifted quarterbacks. And as gifted as Shadur is, he doesn't have the same gifts that Jackson Dart has. He's not big and physical and strong with his throw power. He is built on getting the ball out quickly and accurately. When they were talking about spots for him to land, the McVay tree was the perfect type of system for him. What Stefanski wants him to do is get the football out quickly and accurately to his wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs, and then let them make others miss. And if not, we'll methodically march down the field. They had success with Baker Mayfield over there doing that. 2 years ago, they had success with Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's throw power is 50% at best what it once was.
Oh, yeah. Because he's gotten the full Peyton Manning where he used to have a rocket arm, and now it's just about a noodle.
Right. But guess what? They won a lot of football games with him, and they did that because of what this system is.
He can read the defenses. He can deliver the ball in a timely fashion.
And I'll tell you right now, with that quarterback room that they have, Shador is going to get a shot if he runs with it. Dylan Gabriel is going to get a shot. Right now, your top QB is Deshaun Watson, who's looked horrific, and he's probably going to be out the whole year because he tore his Achilles. Then your next QB is Kenny Pickett, who's looked anything but being a starter at every stop that he's been at. He's already on his third team, and he was drafted, what, 21, 22?
Yep.
Like, he hasn't been in the league that long. Joe Flacco's old as dirt, so if he's not the starter, you probably move on from him.
I do believe that, because somebody was posting odds already. I think that Pickett, of the five quarterbacks,
he's the favorite
is the
start.
Odds on
it
favorite.
Goes Pickett. I have the picture. It goes Pickett, then at plus 175, it's Shador, then it's DG, and then it's Joe Flacco. And so, look, I'm not going to be shocked at all if at some point in this season, Shador Sanders starts. I'm not going to be shocked at all if at the end of this season we see all three or all four of them start. I think that's completely possible. Don't be shocked if this Cleveland Browns team, you see them with the amount of first-round picks that they're going to have next year, kind of test everybody and see what happens. The funny thing is people are, you know, kind of complaining about what Cleveland did in the draft. You take away the Shador, Dylan Gabriel picks, they had a very good draft, I felt like. They went out and got two really good running backs. They went out and got Mason Graham. I think he's going to be a stalwart on that defensive line. And then they've traded back in a draft, got two first-round picks. So next year they're going to have two in a much better quarterback class. They have the freedom to give a test run to all of these QBs. And look, I don't think Joe Flacco's in their plans because he can't be in anyone's long-term plans because of his age.
No.
But with these three young guys, let them all have a shot at it, man. Yeah. Give them a couple games, right?
And it sounds like it'll be a competition.
If they run with it, great. If they don't, well, then you can move on next year. You can use those two picks to move yourself up. Or more than likely, if none of those three work, you're going to be up there able to draft a QB early anyways. So I don't hate it. If I'm Shador Sanders, man, you're going to have to eat a little bit of humble pie. Hang out with Shiloh more because Shiloh's the ultimate hype man. I don't know if you saw any of the clips coming out of there. I kind of love Shiloh, at least as a hype man. And just understand, you got to put your head down. You got to go to work. You got to be locked in on what the plays are. You got to be locked in on what the checks need to be. You have to come in feeling like you are a fifth-round pick because you are a fifth-round pick. And then who knows, man? He might come in and light the world on fire, and halfway through the year, he's the starting quarterback. And he might not. But if I was Shador Sanders, yeah, it sucks to think that you are going to be a top-five pick and now you're a fifth-round pick. But if you were going to go somewhere, this is the spot to go
because
you are
going to
get the most chances to be a starter.
With the whole like dad is a coach thing, let's call a spade a spade. This isn't just any head coach or he grew up in a football family, right? This is a candidate that has been talked about to possibly take over one of the 32 jobs in the NFL right now, today. You know, the last like 6 months we've been hearing about, oh, Deion to the Cowboys.
Yep.
When has that ever happened with any other player in draft history, guys? Literally the closest you can think of is Arch Manning, not an NFL head coach, but just, you know, a legendary, like, family, really more so because of Peyton than Arch. Like, Peyton's the best out of all of them, so it was essentially a football family with Eli kind of demanding to go to a different destination. This is unprecedented, and I would think that that unprecedented situation equals an unprecedented slide from the first to the fifth round.